Shalom to all. Today's officer Yisham Chagid Av Chav Gimel. We are starting Chav Beis Amud Beis about 8 lines off from the bottom by the 2 dots with the words Tani Rabbi Yosi. And today's officer sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Miyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we discuss something the Mishnah said when enumerated the differences between Truma and Kodesh. Tani Rabbi Yosi basically teaches Minan Rivi B'Kodesh Hu Pasul. How do we know that Rivi B'Kodesh is Pasul? We had said in the Mishnah that Truma can become maximum a Shlishi, whereas Kodesh can become a Rivi. The question is, how do we know that? The answer is Vidinu. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Mechusar Kippurim. Just like a person who's a Mechusar Kippurim. That's a person who is Tameh. He went to the mikvah. He went through Harav Shemesh, which means it was nightfall. He woke up the next morning and he's 100% Tahar. The only thing he has to do is bring a karbon, which is why we're calling him Chusar Kippurim. He's lacking his atonement, so he has to bring a karbon. Such a person, She'eino Paisel B'Truma, he doesn't Pasel Truma, Harei Paisel B'Kodesh, but he does Pasel Kodesh, as the Pasuk tells us. Well, Shlishi, Shu Paisel B'Truma, Shlishi that does Pasel Truma, and he didn't Shifsel B'Kodesh, shouldn't we say for sure that it Pasels Kodesh? Now, don't say from here, okay, fine. Kodesh maximum could become a Shlishi just like Truma. And that's because Hare Lomanu L'Shlishi Min HaKasov, we actually have a source from a Pasuk, as we're going to soon see, that we have a Shlishi L'Toma. The merely the fact that Kodesh could become a Shlishi does not need to be learned from a Kal V'Chomer, that's learned from the Pasuk. Therefore, Ulervi Mi Kal V'Chomer, it must be this Kal V'Chomer that we just had, learning Kodesh from Truma, is that Kodesh could become a Revi and not just a Shlishi. Now we have a question on this. Hasar Rechen Rechen asks as follows, how could you say such a Kal V'Chomer in the first place? Hare Ha'ichla B'Machas Tvul Yom Yechiyach, food that comes from a Tvul Yom should prove that this is not so. A person who's Tameh went to the mikveh that day, so he's a tvul yom, he's one who immersed that day, he's still tameh to some extent until harav shemesh, until nightfall, so he's going to prove that this kal v'chomer doesn't really make sense in the first place. Why is that? Chav gemol m'raf on the top, because harei hu paisel b'truma ve'eino paisel b'kodesh, such a person, if he's a tvul yom, he pasels truma and he doesn't pasel kodesh, which means he doesn't make kodesh a revi, because the gemara in Saita that tells us this, that a tvul yom who touches truma will pasel it, and the chamim add on and say that this applies even to kodesh, they don't make this kal v'chomer that the Kodesh actually becomes Revi, and so we see that we don't say such a Kal V'Chomer. But now putting that to the side, we go back to what we just said before, that we do have a Kal V'Chomer. So let me further clarify, because remember we had said that we don't need a Kal V'Chomer to teach us that Kodesh could become a Shlishi. That's learned from a Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? So that's now that the Gemara tells us, Rav Chanan says, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, Asid Rav Yaisa, Kishitas Rav Kiva Rabbi, Shitas Rav Yaisi is like Rav Kiva his Rebbe. Come on, Rav Kiva Amar Tama, just like Rav Kiva says over there, Yitma, I would learn from here, Yitama, Devar Taira, Rav Yaisa Amar Hacha, Rav Yaisa says the same thing here, Yitma, Yitama. Now, what's this referring to? So this is a pasuk in regards to toma of a kli cheres, and the pasuk tells us as follows: Uchli cheres asher yipol mehem al taychai, and kli cheres, an earthenware kli, the one of them, referring to a sheretz, falls inside of it. Kol asher b'soychai yitma, everything that's inside of it becomes tamei. Now he darshens the word yitma over here because really he could just say kol asher b'soychai tamei, everything that's inside of it is tamei. Why does it say the word yitma? It must mean that we can revowelize it and understand it as yitamei, that this thing that became tamei could be metamei something else. So we see Tomas Shlishi Min HaTorah. How so? Well, the Sheretz, which is an Av, goes into the airspace of a Kli Cheres, which now becomes a Rishon. Then when food goes inside of it, it becomes a Sheni. And the word Yitma, which again we're understanding to mean Yitameh, means that this loaf of bread, which is a Sheni, is now able to make a Shlishi. And so that's Rabbi Yossi's source as well. And therefore, we'll need the Kal V'Chomer to tell us that Kodesh could become a Revi. However, Rav Avos says between Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, less Rabbi Yossi Tzarech Lodein Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yossi doesn't even need the Kal V'Chomer. Why is that? Because Kray Darsh Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi actually darshins a different Pasuk. Let's just read the whole pasuk inside, and it's important to note that this pasuk is talking about kodshim. The pasuk tells us as follows: "V'abasar shuriga b'chol tamei, and meat which touches any tamei lo yachel, it's not allowed to be eaten, but eishi saref, it shall be burned in fire." So Ravot tells us that he darshens as follows: when the pasuk says "V'abasar shuriga zeh sheni shenaga b'rishon," it's referring to a sheni that touched a rishon, which means it's referring to kodesh meat that touched a rishon l'toma that makes it a sheni. Then when the pasuk says "B'chol tamei zeh shlishi shenaga b'sheni," that's talking about another piece of kodshim meat that touched a sheni, which makes it a shlishi. And then when the pasuk says lo yachel should not be eaten, that tells us that soif tamei lo yachel, that the end of the line tuma is not allowed to be eaten. In other words, we already know that we're talking about a shlishi l'tuma over here because it says b'chol tamei, and that's referring to something that touched the sheni, so that made it a shlishi. And really, the pasuk doesn't have to say lo yachel at all because right afterwards it says but ishi sarif, it should be burned in fire. So why does it have to tell us it's not allowed to be eaten? If it has to be burned, of course it's not allowed to be eaten. It must mean that it's telling us that there's another level that's not allowed to be eaten, namely if another piece of kodesh touches this shlishi, so it becomes a revi. So according to Rav Avoh, Rabbi Yossi doesn't require Kal V'Chomer. He has a Beferish Pasuk that tells us Kodesh could become a Revi. But now the Gemara goes back to the original drasha before Rav Avoh, namely Rabbi Yossi is agreeing to Rabbi Kiva, and we're learning Shlishi Midai Raisa from Thomas Kli Cheres. So as the Gemara asks, up until now we know Shlishi applies to foods that became Tamei in the airspace of a Kli Cheres that became Tamei with a Sheretz. But what about the following? How do we know that the food itself that was touched by a Sheretz, that's now able to touch something and make it a Sheni, which can now touch something something and make it a shlishi, and then from there we can learn the kal v'chaymer to revi. And the answer is v'dinhu, it's a kal v'chaymer. Umayim ha-kelim she'enim etam me'avar kli charetz she'nitma b'sharetz. When we're dealing with kelim, they do not become tamei if they go into the airspace of a kli charetz that became tamei with a sharetz. That's based off a drasha from the pasuk. Nonetheless, harehin metamen kisharetz l'tamei oichlin, kelim themselves nonetheless are able to be metamei like a sharetz to be metamei other food, which is what we had just said before. Then when we have the original kli that the sharetz fell into, that kli does become tamei, and it is in turn metame food. Well, oichlin atzman shenitmu b'sharetz ain't din shenitmu kisharetz l'tamei oichlin. Food itself that could become tamei when it's touched by a sharetz, shouldn't we say for sure that they are now able to be metame other foods, making them a shlishi? As that's our kal v'chaymer. Says the Gemara, ad kedayin k'Rabbi Kiva. Up until now, this all could according to Rabbi Kiva. However, k'Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel, who argues the Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't have this whole drasha of yitma yitame teaching us that something could become a shlishi midaraisa. So how does he know that kaidish could become a revi? And the answer is, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches as follows in a braisa. According to this pasuk, the Rabbi Vo had brought, however, darshaning it differently. When the pasuk says v'basar shi'iga b'chal tame, is a rishon shenaga b'tame. That's talking about rishon touched tame. In other words, we're talking about kaidish meat that touched an av hatoma. That makes it a rishon. Then when the pasuk says lo yachel rabbi sasheni, that's coming to include a sheni. In other words, when we have more kaidish meat that touches this rishon, so it becomes a sheni. And that's where the drasha stops. Rabbi Shmuel continues shlishi b'truma minayin. So how do we know that truma could become a shlishi? And the answer is within what's a kal v'chaymer. Ma'am tevul yoyim she'ein apaisa b'chulin harei apaisa b'truma. That a person is tevul yoyim, he doesn't pasul chulin, but he does pasul truma. Sheni shehu paisa b'chulin, sheni which is a psul by chulin, chulin could become a sheni. Ein yodin she'efsal b'truma. Shouldn't we say for sure that it's able to pasul truma? So if you have food that's a sheni, it could pasul truma. That's kal v'chaymer number one. So that's when we know that shlishi applies. The question is revi b'kaidish minayin. How do we know that kaidish could even become revi? And the answer is v'dinhu. We have another kal v'chaymer. Ma'am achosar kipurim she'ein apaisa b'truma harei apaisa b'kaidish. Someone who's mechusar kippurim, as we had at the beginning of the Gemara, he doesn't pasul truma, but he pasuls kaidash. Well, shlishi shu pasul b'truma, and he didn't shiv sul b'kaidash. Shlishi, which is a psul by truma, shouldn't we say for sure that it's going to pasul kaidash, making it a revi? Bottom line is, hari lamanu l'rishon l'sheni min hakasov. We have a source from the pasuk that something can become a rishon or sheni l'toma u'lishlishi min haden. We have a kal v'chaymer for a shlishi, and actually Ruchem Kanievsky brings that really it's a mamatzinu and it's not a kal v'chaymer, and u'lrevi mikal v'chaymer. Revi by kaidash is from a kal v'chaymer, and that's the source for Rabbi Shmuel. The problem with this is, we're able to learn one kal v'chaymer from another. We know that we can't do this. If shlishi is learned from a special limud, kal v'chaymer mamatzinu, either which way, we're not able to learn revi by kodesh from it. That's learning one limud from another limud, and it doesn't work like that. So how is this a good source in Rabbi Shmuel? And the answer is something totally different. That actually, she'ayah kol meshub l'halacha, she'ayah shlishi paisal b'truma revi b'kodesh. Everything is really meshub to halacha, which means halacha l'mashmi sinai. Namely, the fact that shlishi pasals truma and revi pasals kodesh, that's halacha l'mashmi sinai. And everything we have over here, all these limudim, these kavachimers and everything, that's just a smachta from the chachamim, but really it's not necessary because again, these dinim are halachal mashmi sinai. We now go on to explain another part of the Mishnah. We said with truma, that with truma, if one of his hands becomes tamei, the other one is tahar, even if he touches the other one. Not so by kodesh, if one of his hands becomes tamei and he touches the other one, that also becomes tamei. So now we discuss to what extent that second hand of his becomes tamei when we're dealing with kodesh. So we have machlaikas. L'tamei asa kodesh, divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds that that second hand becomes tamei to the extent that it's going to be tamei kodesh, which means his first hand became tamei, it's a sheni. When he now touches his other hand, the other hand also becomes a sheni. That's what we're calling it latame as a kodesh, because that sheni now can touch something and make it a shlishi, and that shlishi can now make something else a revi. However, Rabbi Yisrael Yudaimer, he says that no, lifsal b'kodesh, it only pasels kodesh. That's because his first hand was a sheni, it then touched his second hand, which became a shlishi, and a shlishi at maximum can pasel kodesh, it can make it a revi, but it's not able to make it tamei, which means it can't make it a shlishi, then now it can make something else a revi. So we have machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe's Ryuda. Antachav Gemal based on top continues to shita's Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, my Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua. Are we saying that Rebbe is going in shita's Rebbe Yeshua? The Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there, Maseches Yadayim. It tells us, kol apostles at truma, anything that apostles truma, which means when we have sheni latuma, that apostles truma, making it a shlishi. So the Chachamim were actually geyser regarding this, that metame sayadayim liya shniyais, this sheni is metame person's hands, and his hands become a sheni as well, and vahayad metame es chaverta, one hand is going to metame the other one, the Rebbe Yeshua, that's Rebbe Yeshua's opinion. Now the Chum argue with him that that's not so. So it seems to be the Rebbe is going like a das yachid, like Shitas Rebbe Yeshua. They were very machmir when it comes to a sheni latoma. If that touches a person's hand, it makes his hand a sheni, and then that hand in turn makes his other hand a sheni. Says the Gemara, no, it's a little bit different. Rebbe Yeshua, rabbim in the Rebbe. Rebbe Yeshua is more machmir, which means he's a bigger chiddush than what Rebbe's saying. Mada Amar Rebbe, b'kodesh. Rebbe's only saying this in regards to kodesh, meaning Rebbe says that this is a specific chumra by kodesh when one hand becomes a sheni, that makes his other hand a sheni as well. Umada Amar Rebbe Yeshua, b'truma. Rebbe Yeshua is saying this Shainis, even in regards to Truma, when one hand becomes a Shani, makes the other hand a Shani, turning Truma into a Shalishi. So really, Rebbe is different than Rebbe Yeshua. We can discuss in Shitas Rebbe. Rishim Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Loi Shanu El Chaverta. This is only taught. This Chumrah, the one hand is Matami another, that's only its Chaver, its friend, meaning the right hand is Matami the left hand. Ha Cheres Loi. But it's not Matami somebody else's hand. If one person's hands become Tomei, if he touches somebody else's hand, it's not going to Matami it. We don't go so far with the Chumrah. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Afilu Acheres, it's even Matami somebody else's hands. Rabbi Yirmiya quotes Rabbi Ami, says Rabbi Yechon, even a bigger Chedesh, Afilu Kikar, even a loaf of bread, which means we're so Machmir that when a person's hands become a Shani, when he touches bread, that makes the bread a Shani, and then that Shani can now make something else a Shlishi. However, right away we have a attraction. Amen, they said, Chazer Bei Rabbi Yechon Menada, Rabbi Yechon was Chazer from that. So now we ask, Ma Amar Kai Ad Lo Yachzer Bei, what did he say before he was Chazer from it, which means what did he see that bothered him that he was Chazer from the Shita? And the answer is Loi Amar Ella Latame Chaverta. That's the proper Girsa. We only said this Chumra, that hands become Tame Shani, that they can now be Matame something else. That's only in regards to Matame another hand. Al Shame, that's because Kol Pesel is a Truma, Matame Seidam Liashniyas. Due to this very high level Chumra, that anything that apostles Truma, namely a Shani Latoma, that's going to be Matame a person's hands to become a Shani. That's only that their hands become a Shani, and even to the extent that they're Matame other hands. Halatamar Kikar, but in regards to those hands being Matame a loaf of bread, making that a Shani, call a Moidai Shani Matame al Shame Shain Shani is a Shani. Everyone's going to agree that it's not going to be Matame a loaf of bread. That's because we know a standard dinim of Toma, Shani can't make a Shani. So his hands that are a Shani are not able to make a loaf of bread a Shani. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. Continue to discuss chumers that we find by Kaidesh over Truma. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.